Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Happy Monday night. Welcome to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network, folks. It's me, Gene. Doc Talks up next. And we got Jason from Hero Stock joining us. Dude, this was an awesome, awesome interview. Super cool, dude. You don't want to miss this episode. Let's go ahead and wind up the Doc Talk. And happy Monday night, folks. Welcome to the TPO Doc Talk Podcast. It's me, Gene, your host. Man, we got a super cool episode tonight. As a reminder here, to make sure there's no confusion, this episode and the intro is all pre-recorded. Again, this is a pre-recorded, but feel free to go ahead and drop a comment down there. We try to keep tabs on it when the show is airing, so we'll do our best to respond to comments and so forth that are coming through there. And speaking of that support, like that, make sure to get out and like and subscribe. Subscribe on YouTube, ring that bell, hit that notification there. That is a massive, massive way you can support the TPO on our mission to get more of our nation's warfighters into kayaks. Get them out in the outdoors, get them engaging the outdoors, and let the healing powers of Mother Nature do its work. As promised to a very tight friend of mine, I want to start this entire episode off with the following statement. If you know of a veteran, active military, first responder, or family member, more speaking to directly to our nation's veterans, if you know of one, reach out, make a call to them tonight while you're watching this. Matter of fact, if you stop watching this completely to make a phone call to a United States veteran, then that is totally, totally awesome. Then the show did its job. Reach out. Let them know they're not alone. Let them know that someone's thinking about them. Let them know how important they are, how thankful we are for what they have given to this country and to all of us as citizens. Okay, it ain't about politics, folks. It isn't about whether you know something's righteous to you, this and that. It's about people. Okay, it's about human beings. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. Reach out to them. Remind them how important they are to us. If you are a U.S. veteran, you're watching this, you're listening to my voice right now, you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, not alone, my brother, my sister. And things are getting dark. If things are in an area that they're less than positive, reach out to that battle buddy. If you don't have a battle buddy, you have the TPO right here. DM me, hit me up. Romans Warrior Foundation, we're here. Hero Stock, they're here. And the list goes on and on and on. Okay? Much rather listen and hear about what's going on right now than to hear about something horrible tomorrow. Reach out. Stop 22 until there are none. Folks, do a simple, simple thing and reach out to these folks, first responders that you know in your life. Just make sure to remind them on the daily, on the weekly, however. Just how much we think about them constantly. All right, we got that there. Let's go on to our interview with Jason with Hero Stock. I'm telling you right now, folks, this was one of the most fun interviews I've done in a long, long time. Jason's such a cool person. The Hero Stock, the nonprofit organization that it is, it has such an awesome, awesome mission of bringing music, bringing this type of camaraderie and connection to a section of our community that needs it and deserves it. And it's just flat out awesome, awesome stuff. So we hope you enjoy what's coming up here. This little interview here, and like I said, if you're listening tomorrow, Tuesday morning when you wake up, on every audio major audio podcast platform out there, this will be available. So if you want to listen to it on the way to work, listen to it at work, hit that up there. You're going to like this interview. So sit back, grab yourself a beverage, and let's get to it. Hey, folks, tonight we got a special guest coming in here. This is a fellow brother out there running around with a nonprofit organization that is absolutely making some waves here. And we've been watching this guy on social media here. He's been tying in with many entities that we work with as well. And so we thought, you know what, we need to bring this guy on here and let's learn about this company here. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring the man into the studio, Mr. Jason Steiner of Hero Stock. Whoops, how about we try this first? Bada bing. How are you, man? Did you see that rookie move on my part?
I did. I saw that.
Yeah, I was just, I was foreshadowing is what I was doing.
Right. I like it.
You'd think recording, I would actually cut this stuff out, but nah, that's just how we roll.
Make it real.
That's right. Well, how the heck are you, man?
Doing great. We're finally seeing a little bit of warm up around here. I think we're up in the 30s now. So,
right.
We're based out of Nebraska, so it's we had, I think, 13 days of negative temperatures in a row. So I'm glad to see the warm-up coming through.
Dude, I'm over here in Broomfield, Colorado. I'm right with you. We had we got it, and then we sent it to you.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Well, yeah, you bet. We're givers. That's kind of our thing. For what it's worth, man, we've been seeing some 40s and actually low 50s. So it's warmer weather is coming. Hopefully it'll get there.
Right on.
But yeah. So you're close to like Lincoln area, right? Is that where you're based out of?
I'm in Lincoln, yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect. I got a good buddy who lives out in that neck of the woods out there. And also there's a ton of people from the Doc Talk series here that fish the All-American, fish a lot of series that are all from there. Nebraska, okay. Y'all put out and make some hooks, man. There's some serious anglers coming out of that neck of the woods.
Yep. For not having many great fisheries in our state.
Right.
There's some great fishermen that come from here, so.
I think that's what does it, right? It's trial by fire. You gotta learn how to struggle, get through it. So when you go to these places that are stacked with them, it makes it just like, too easy.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Awesome stuff. So let's talk about Hero Stock. But before we do that, let's, get to know you on this. Because for folks that don't know, Jason and I, this is the first time we've ever met online here and chatting. So I'm literally, learning this stuff as we go. I'm going to assume that you yourself are a veteran. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Outstanding. Yep.
I served in the Marine Corps from 96 to 2000. Got out as a sergeant. For me, it was all garrison. I did one deployment to Okinawa for 4.5 months and then a month and a half in mainland. That was the only time I ever deployed, the 4 years I was in. And I was a amphibious assault vehicle driver for my first 2 years, and then the last 2 years, I was actually the marksmanship instructor for our battalion, and I instructed about 1,100 Marines and Navy corpsmen a year on the rifle and pistol range. So that was pretty much my military service. It was pretty quiet. So,
wow. And I'm going to have to throw this out there. Anybody who's watching for any amount of time or knows my conversations, I knew when you and I were talking off air, I was already like, dude, I like this guy. We're going to get along. We're going to be able to do some cool stuff. And now to find out that you're a Marine, that makes total sense. I don't know what has happened. So I'm not a veteran. I did do a small little run with the U.S. Navy. But that's for a different podcast. But there has been something that's been occurring since I think I met Brian Romans, who is a retired Marine combat vet. And I, for some reason, I attract and they find me Marines everywhere I go. You guys are like the few, the proud, but for whatever reason, you're finding Gene, man, and I'm finding you guys. Right, Josh Booth, our tournament director for the All-American, he is a Marine.
Nice.
You know, and everywhere I turn, there's another Marine there that that I end up working with somehow. So this is awesome, man.
Right, right. Well, at least you get the best. I mean.
Right, right. Yes, you know, there was a deal a while ago some administrative questionings, you know, going on in business or whatever, and I remember saying out loud when someone was trying to push or challenge, you know, the foundation a little bit there, and I told my wife, I'm like, are these people stupid? The last person you want to challenge to see something through is a combat vet Marine.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Do you think they can't even, they don't know the word quit, they won't sound out the letters?
Yep.
No. Like, that's the last person you want to ever try to challenge to, if you would think you can, you know, see something through, is a Marine.
Right, right, exactly. Yep.
Job's gonna get done. So, well, from all of us at Romans and at TPO and myself and my family, thank you, sir, for your service. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You guys doing that stuff allow goofballs like me to be out here and chase fish around and talk into a microphone and all that good stuff. So
There you go.
So let's go ahead and jump forward here into Hero Stock. What's the lineage of the foundation here of the nonprofit organization?
So this actually starts back in 2019. I was one of the founders of the Nebraska Warriors hockey program, and it was a program built by USA Hockey to bring in disabled veterans, to put them on the ice, to have activities, to have camaraderie in the locker rooms, to help with their PTSD, anxiety, create that brotherhood that we lost. So I was one of the founders of that, and in 2021, we had an issue with monies, and it basically blew our program apart. You're going to find this funny. Me and another Marine joined links, and we started pushing forward, and we, you know, kind of drug them through this hard time to kind of keep it going and put it back together. And it was during that time I had one of my guys come to me and he goes, man, we need a night where we're out of the spotlight, where it's just us hanging out. We're not running a table. We're not running a booth. We're not anything like that. Just hanging out. And I was like, you know, you're probably right. Just to get away from the hockey, just to have a night.
Right, right. And
my initial thought was an axe throwing competition, and just everybody go down to the local axe throwing place. We hang out, we drink some beers, and then I threw the alcohol into it. And then I thought about veterans, and I thought, no, we're going to the emergency room at least once, if not twice. So let's mix that idea.
How many?
yeah, exactly. We'll just have the unit on standby, and they can just keep hauling back and forth.
Where's Corbin at? Where's the Corbin? Right.
And we need at least one doc, if not two.
Right.
So I was actually having a conversation in my front yard. I got a Marine that lives two doors up from me, and he came down one night. We were having a beer, and he goes, you know, I know a guy that sings. He'd love to come in and do something for us. Would you be interested in putting something together? And I'm like, yeah, man, that would be awesome. You know, a little bit of music, throw some fire pits out. We're just hanging out, having a good time, roasting dogs and s'mores. So I contacted the singer, and he was like, October 22nd is my first available date. Well, in Nebraska, you could be in 6 foot of snow, or you could be in 80 degree weather. You know, I threw the bones and I said, screw it, let's do this.
Right.
So I signed him up, my mind started going, you know, what are we going to put together? What's this going to be? And 2 days later, he comes down, he goes, man, I got another band that wants to come in. Would you be interested in having her and her band come in? And I'm like, yeah, you know, let's do something with this. If we're going to get two bands in, let's make something fun. So I grabbed a couple people and I said, hey, this is my thoughts. You know, we're bringing in two bands. Let's make it a cool night for veterans to hang out. No pressure. no money, like 100% free. We'll raise funds for it. Let's have a fun night. And we brought in a food truck. We ended up having a cornhole tournament with prizes. Brought in the two bands. And I only had about 45 days from the day of the idea to the day of the event.
Wow.
And we were advertised on Facebook for maybe 15 days. And we ended up having about 100 people show up.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I was shocked. I was like, man, we're going to have like 7 people show up to this thing. And
right. You know,
but at this point, I've been in the nonprofit world for almost 4 years. And as I was looking around and talking to people, I'm like, so you're a nonprofit and I've never heard of you. And you're literally in Lincoln. Oh, you're another nonprofit in Lincoln. And I never heard of them. And I'm like, okay, we're going to take a couple minutes. We're going to grab all the heads of the nonprofits, put them on stage and say, here's the microphone, give an elevator speech of who you are and what you do and how to get a hold of you. Because nice. I thought, if I don't know about them, and I've been in the nonprofit world for almost 4 years, what does a common veteran know about them?
Exactly. That
isn't involved in the nonprofit world. So they jumped up on stage. They did their thing. It was a really cool night. It was a lot of fun. People had a great time, a lot of hugs and laughs. And I met a ton of new people and we finished the event. And within the next 3 to 5 days, my phone was lighting up. And they're like, you have to do this again. That was so much fun. You know, let's do this again. Will you put this on? You know, one of those, we need to do it, but you need to put it on type things.
Yep.
And I said, you know, I had a blast. It was a great time. So I grabbed up a couple of the people that helped me and I said, do we turn this into a nonprofit and we actually do something fun with it?
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
And so we ended up filing paperwork in April. May, we ended up getting our paperwork back saying we were a solid 501c3. We booked 4 bands for the event for this year, this last year. We had 44 nonprofits that came in or for-profits. We had a couple for-profit businesses that came in too that were veteran-owned or first responder-owned. When we got our paperwork, we actually had to change our name because Vet Stock was already used.
Yeah. I was going to say Vet. We know that the Vet Stock guys over at, at the foundation. Yeah.
Right. So we were like, oh yeah, we're not going down that road. So we got to talking and somebody was like, well, let's include first responders. And I'm like, oh, that's a great idea. I said, well, if we're going to do that, let's also invite the Gold Star families.
Yep.
And so they were like, yeah, man, that's a great idea. How about Hero Stock? And I did the research and found out it wasn't used. And I'm like, okay, we're now Hero Stock.
Done and done.
it was a pretty simple transition. So we did include the first responders and Gold Star families into what we're doing. And, you know, we put this event together and we had 8-9 months to put it together. For 7 months, I was on podcast.
Yep.
I did 25 podcasts and 41 episodes in 7 months.
Wow.
Yeah. I was reaching out to anybody and everybody I could find and saying, hey, man, will you have me on to talk about this?
Yeah.
And started kind of grabbing a hold of it. And I had some early on going, well, you don't really fit our criteria. And, you know, and then after about my probably 20th episode, they're like, hey, man,
right.
on our show and talking about this. So it was cool seeing that transition. But we ended up, you know, last year we started with 4 bands. 2 of them were veteran supporting bands. One of them was a local band, Guitars for Vets. They have a chapter up in Omaha. We invited them to come down and play. And then the other one was Scotty Casting.
Nice.
It was a fluke. It was on my second podcast I was on, and they use his song as their opening credits.
And very cool.
I come on and I'm like, you know, if Scotty Casting wants to come in and play, then, you know, I wouldn't complain.
Right.
And within a week I had him on the phone.
That's awesome.
And he's like, dude, I'd love to do this. So he came in for us. During the course of this, we ended up actually having another singer out of Colorado, Joe Allen Christie. He's out of Colorado Springs.
Yep.
24 year Air Force vet, just started his music career. He's like, man, it's right during elk season. I don't know if I'm going to come in. You know, I get to eat. And week before the event, he's like, yeah, man, I'm coming in. I'm coming in for sure. And then we had Barbara Sim coming back from Alaska. She was up there for the writer's round stuff and with Operation Encore. And so she's like, I'm going to stop by just as I come through. So we ended up giving them three songs each to get up on stage and be able to play. So we technically put six different singers up on stage for our first event.
That is so cool, man.
Yeah, and that was kind of like I was being introduced to the veteran singers at this point, and I'm like, man, there are some amazing veteran singers out there that nobody knows about.
Yep.
You know, so I was like, how about we add this as part of the piece of what we do? So basically, we're a threefold. Our first piece is to bring in veteran first responders and Gold Star families and military to bring them together for camaraderie, family, what we lose after we leave the service. You know, and some of them are still serving, some of them are still police and fire and that kind of thing, but it's still that family piece.
Yep.
The second piece is we research nonprofits that are stand-up nonprofits that's doing what they're supposed to be doing, that care about their people. We bring those in, and we put them in front of all these veteran and first responders to say, look, all of these resources are available for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't like fishing, which I don't understand that, but you don't like fishing. Here's a motorcycle group.
Yep.
Here's one that does equine therapy. Here's one, you know, there's so many different groups, and we had some mental health groups in too. But we ended up with 16 different states that came into our event. We had over 1,000 people show up and 44 plus vendors.
That is amazing, man. That is so awesome.
I was expecting 500 people and 20 nonprofits to come in, you know, it completely blew my thoughts out of the water of what we were going to pull. And we were competing against Nebraska playing in Colorado.
Right.
Husker volleyball was in town playing in Lincoln, and we had Morgan Wallen was in Lincoln playing too. So we had three pretty major events for our state.
Yeah, that,
you know, to compete against, and we still pulled 1,000 people, and it was a really cool night. The feedback that we got was so over the top. The amount of people that reached out afterwards, people I didn't even talk to. Well, I probably talked to them, but I don't remember it because I met like 5,000 people that night. And,
yeah, right. I mean, those things, it turns into a buzzsaw after a while.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we had two food trucks come in. We had paratroopers jump in with the American flag and the Gold Star family flag, and we had a ruck march going on, and there was a motorcycle presentation by Wheels for Warriors USA to a veteran. There's just so many pieces that were going on. Everything kind of became a blur to me. We had Lori from South Carolina with the Tree of Valor. She brought in her display and set it up at our event.
Nice.
Came all the way in from South Carolina to set it up. So to me, it was really kind of a win-win, like just seeing all the people smiling and happy and the hugs and watching the vendor booths and seeing how full they were all the time of people just milling through and talking to them and finding out, you know, what they're about.
Yep.
And, you know, so, and it was still 100% free. Like there was no charge to come to it. The only thing you spent money on was raffle tickets, food or beer.
Right.
You know, so it was a neat evening, had some great feedback from it. During my podcast stint, I had people reaching out and saying, hey, man, we'd love to have what you're doing in our state. How do we do this? Well, I never meant for it to leave the state of Nebraska. Like, this was always just going to be a one day or two day thing right here that we never, you know, and at this point, we're sitting at 23 different states that's reached out and said, hey, we want to have your event in our state. So 2024, we're expanding a little bit.
Right.
So we're always going to have our home base here. This will be our grand finale at the end. But this year we're going to Rolla, Missouri, June 29th. We've already got our bands picked out for that. We've got Shannon Book headlining. You've got JB Brown coming out of Virginia. He's going to be the warm-up band. Excuse me. You've got Derek Stoner from Missouri, and you got Barbara Sim coming in from Nashville. And those are going to be it's going to be a one-day event. We're going to have a car show that goes along with it. Still going to have all the nonprofits there. We're going to run it, you know, just like we normally would. So that's going to be our kickoff event this year. July 12, 13, we got invited out to Harlan County Reservoir, which is the second largest lake in our state, which isn't saying a ton, but it's a decent sized lake.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And we got offered all of Patterson Harbor to do it in. So that's going to be our beach party. We're literally, the stage is 25 feet from the water.
Nice.
Got a sandbar for the boats to pull up and have a VIP beach with their own bar and the whole nine yards like that. And another area for vendors to be there. We're pretty much set on bands down there now. We do have one non-military band coming in, and he's going to be headlining one of the nights. So Dylan Bloom is a local guy. The Dylan Bloom Band, they're out of Grand Island. He's going to be coming in to headline probably Friday night, and then Shannon Book will be the warm-up band for him. And then we've got Barbara Sim and Joelle and Christy are coming in, and they'll be playing those four bands will be playing both nights there. And we're just headliners for Friday and Saturday. But then the next one, and we're working on this right now, is Nashville. Scotty Hastings was like, dude, you got to come to Nashville. You got to do it. So we're making the trip down to Nashville, and we're looking at venues right now down there. We just got back from a trip from down there, and
nice.
Got to hang out with Black River Entertainment and got to meet Doug Johnson and the president of Black River. And, so that was a pretty cool trip. We got to meet Sal Gonzalez and Stephen Cochran and, Brian Romans. And, so we got to meet a lot of them guys too. Chris, we got to meet him when we were down there. Michael Ponder, got to hang out with Barbara Sim a little bit. She got to play one night down there. So that was a really fun trip that we got to go to and kind of hang out and see what Nashville's all about and start our planning on it. So
pretty crazy for sure. You know, you made a statement a while back here, and I wanted to kind of circle back because I had the same experience with this. So when I first got involved with Romans, Warrior Foundation was, I met them when they had the Wall of Remembrance on display, the GWAT Wall of Remembrance. And we talked, you know, on that side. And I still had a bass boat at that point. I hadn't even moved into kayaks yet. I was considering it. I was looking at options here because I just thought, you know, this might be a better avenue. But at any rate, when we put things together, and then Brian and I come up with the RWF Field Ops Division that would be involved with setting up outdoor events, taking people fishing, doing these things, you know, with the foundation.
Sure.
I had heard about the Stop 22. I had seen a couple things online, our tour section that Stephen Cochran was part of the founding members of. Mm-hmm. But I hadn't really, I'll be honest with you, I didn't really dig too deep into it. So for a small early stint way, way back in a different lifetime ago, I managed a few bands and had an opportunity to book them around the Colorado area. This was back when Fay Concerts was a big deal in the Denver area.
Sure.
Early 90s, basically. And so I kind of expected that, you know, I'm going to see, you know, like a bar level band, you know, type thing is what I'm going to get. Well, fast forward a year, been working, we got Stephen Cochran, Sal Gonzalez, and, Tyler J are all on their way with the Wall coming here to Northern Colorado. These guys touched down, and Tyler J was the first one that I heard. And brother, I'm going to tell you, I was blown away. I'm talking to somebody and all of a sudden they start playing and I'm like, hold on, what? And I turn around and I'm like, oh my God.
Yep.
The quality, these are national recording artists, man, that like you said, they, yes, they happen to be veterans and some of them combat veterans. And, you know, our ranks has a ton of Marines in it, you know, and with Tyler and Steven and Sal, you know, these are Marines, but it's not just that as to why you should come. No, if you like music and you enjoy quality music and singers that are unique, singers that write and sing from the heart, dude, these guys have got you covered because the level of artistry that these guys are on is on a different level, and it doesn't make any sense of why they're not on a major label somewhere. And you know, it should be a lot harder for us to get them than what it is right now is my point, you know, to book them for an event.
Yep. 100%. And I'm just floored. The deeper I get into researching the veteran singers and the first responder singers, and I'm like, they're amazing.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's top to bottom. Like you've got Schaefer Mueller, you got Scotty Frazier, you got, you know, so many other guys and gals that are singing and it's like, you know, Steve Wilson, he's another one that it's just like, how are you not on a label? Like, how does this not happen that you guys are not signed? You know, and we're, I'm kind of glad they're not because at least I get them for cheaper. But
right.
But, you know, it's the amount of talent that's coming out of that world has really kind of blown me away. And you know, I'm looking at bands trying to pick out, you know, who we're going to ask to do what. And it's like, how do you pick? I've got 48 different bands and I don't know how I pick them out.
Right.
Any, mini, miny, mo, you take a dart. I really don't know.
Yeah.
So we're having a hard time selecting. This year was a little bit easier because I was still building my list.
Yeah.
But next year I'm literally going to have to go, okay, what event do you want to sing? Because you can only have one because we've got 48 other ones that we have to highlight. You know,
just got to get more states coming on board, brother. That's all. Right, got to get more events.
And that's in the works. That's in the works. We're going to test it this year and kind of see how it goes. And then, you know, if we knock all four of them out of the park, then we'll start looking at expanding a little bit more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Like I said, we got 23 different states that's going, hey, come do it here.
So, yeah. You know, and it is an amazing moving experience. I'll tell you, Jonathan Wells is another one that's out there, a combat army a veteran. And he has, my wife and I, he's one of our favorites. Just his voice, there's something about it that is just, it's, I don't know how to use the right words to explain. I just love listening to him sing. Matter of fact, he covered a Chris Stapleton song. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I like his version better because I like Chris Stapleton a lot. I like his style, like the blues, you know, the Steel Drivers. I love that band, you know, and I listen, they're on my YouTube, you know, music list everywhere. And Jonathan does not sound like, to be clear, people understand, he does not sound like Chris Stapleton at all. He's a total different voice. And it's Jonathan's voice on the song is Parachute that he covered. And oh my gracious, man, it is just powerful, powerful stuff. And it's an amazing thing, especially as a civilian, to watch a group of veterans, many combat, many non-combat, sitting around listening to these songs, watching the songs, and you can literally, I'm telling you this, you can see them kind of transport off to a different time.
Yep.
And you can watch the healing, if you will, for lack of a better word. You can literally see it taking place. I watched a gentleman with, the song was Bullets, from Jonathan Wells, and that's one of his amazing songs. And I watched a gentleman in the crowd. He's nodding his head to the tune. He's watching, and he's looking now away from the stage. He's looking off into the sunset that's going on, and he's sitting there nodding his head the whole time, and he's going with it. And when the song ends, you see a big breath, and he turns, and he's clapping. Yep. And I'm like, dude, you know what just happened right there? I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yep.
So it is real, man. That musical therapy, whatever you want to call it, that healing that takes place from these artists, what they deliver is powerful. It hits, and they have the chance to hit hundreds and thousands of people at one time. You know, that's some awesome stuff.
Yep. Yeah, and that's why we brought that piece kind of big into what we're doing, is that healing aspect of music.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get the chance to meet these veteran singers. We get the chance to put them on stage in front of 1,000 people or 5,000, you know, whatever we draw to our venue. You know, they get to play for a crowd that some of these guys have never played for.
Right.
You know, Joe Allen Christie last year, he got up on stage and he did his three songs, and he gets off and he walks up to me. He goes, "That's the biggest crowd I've ever played for."
And it was that's awesome.
People, you know, and then we've got other guys like Shannon Book that's played for 60,000 people, you know, right. So we get the whole spectrum of a bar band to somebody that's been there and has played on that big stage in front of 60,000 people. So,
right.
It's cool to watch them, you know, once they get over their nerves, that first piece of nerves, when they're standing in front of 1,000 people and just let go.
Yeah. And
you can see them healing on stage as well as people in the crowd healing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of our big pieces that we focus on, is we want to bring the veteran singers in and the first responder singers in and put them on the stage to A, help them heal, B, help the crowd heal, but also to be able to highlight, look, this guy gave 4 years, this guy gave 24 years, he gave 18, you know, whatever it might be. He gave a certain amount of time of his life to protecting our country, yep. Whether on the streets at home or in Afghanistan, Iraq, wherever. They've given some time to their country, and now they're starting their musical career 4 years or 24 years behind their peers.
Right.
And let's put them out there, and let's let the world see these amazing singers get up on stage and do what they do.
You know, and the word I used, they more than deserve this opportunity. They've worked hard. They're there with that.
Yep.
You know, so we're going to take a quick 30-second break here real fast while we roll and kind of introduce folks to our little project here, the True Patriot Outfitters. When we come back, got some cool stories. We'll keep this thing rolling here talking about these artists.
Cool. Yep.
Little self-serving there, but that is the mission, man. That's what's behind this thing. It works with the Romans Warrior Foundation. Check us out there. Take a look. I'm telling you, the healing powers of this stuff. So we were just talking about this. One of the neat things on these artists, one of the things that I love seeing happen is when something that took place here in Northern Colorado, when the guys, when Steven, Tyler, and Sal came out here, is they get up on stage with just an acoustic guitar.
Yep.
And that's it. No band behind them, just the three of them. And they start, there's a name for it in the music business, and I'm not even going to try to remember what that name is, But they start basically off with, they give a little bit of a backstory to the song that they're about to sing, and they kind of explain where it came from, what the motivations were, and then they sing their song. And usually what takes place is the other two usually know the song of the third guy, and so they kind of give a little backup vocals, or they might time, you know, with a little rhythm guitar here and there. And they get through this here, and then it moves to the next guy, and then the next guy will do the same thing, and they get this interaction going. And one of the coolest things, man, is seeing the stories that these guys share, because not only do they have stories from the road of singing, but of course the stories of the time served. And when you get it, you know, you see, you were talking about seeing them heal on stage. It truly is, you know. We've witnessed some very powerful moments watching Steven, Tyler, and Sal up there, yep. You know, just pour their hearts into this music and throw this stuff out. And it's, I left from it feeling privileged and thankful that I had an opportunity to be there and share space with these guys while they share their talent and their, you know, their passions.
Yep.
And, yeah, it is it's a fun time to watch it unfold like that.
Yeah, yeah, and that's so that format is kind of what we're going to do in Nashville. So we're going to do a writer's round where we have six or seven different veteran singers, first responder singers get on stage acoustically and tell the story of the song, or tell their story of the military first and then tell the story of the song, and kind of let people know who they are and where they're coming from. You know, because some of these guys have seen 2, 3, 4, 5 tours. Lost limbs, you know, Scotty Hastings was shot 10 times from his left eye to his right shoulder. If his weapon wouldn't have been slung, he'd have been killed. Like those would have penetrated his vest, and they didn't because of his weapon. So, you know, he just released the song, The Stories That They Tell, or How Do You Choose?
Right.
And it was written about his best friend that after he came to Walter Reed to recover, his best friend ended up dying about a month later. And, you know, his whole song is literally about how does God choose who gets to go under the stone and who has to stay here and figure out why.
And what better way to honor your brothers and sisters that didn't come home than to immortalize them in song. You know, I mean, that's some powerful stuff, man. You know, as I said, I'm not a veteran. I there's no way I could ever understand what these combat vets have gone through, seen, and done, or what they experience on a daily. But I most certainly can appreciate it, be in awe of it, and be absolutely, you know, 100% grateful, you know, for them sharing that kind of stuff. That's good. It's good stuff.
Yep, for sure. Well, and I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. So the Ashland event is September 13, 14. We're finalizing with the venue right now. It looks like we're going to have camping on site. There's a sand volleyball court on site, basketball court. It's going to be our big one. Scotty Hastings is actually going to headline that. We've got Schaefer Mueller coming in from Alaska to play. We've got Barbara Sim coming up from Nashville. We've got one more spot that we still have yet to fill. We're pretty sure who's going to take it, but I want to make sure that they're in for it. And it's going to be a 2-night event. So this 2-night event is going to be 1-night country, 1-night rock.
Nice.
And we have a group out of Omaha. I was actually digging their name out, 'cause I always forget it and I don't want to mess it up. It's called Anyone Else, and it's a veteran band. They're just starting up, kind of getting going. So we're bringing them in. Shannon Book's going to come in and play on the rock night. And then we just talked to him today. We're waiting for the contract, the American Hitmen. And they're all veteran band playing out of Utah, and they're just coming back from Europe.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So we've got kind of some big hitters coming in for our headliners this year. Scotty's going to be dropping a song February 9th. It's called I'm America.
Hell yeah.
Oh dude. When we were in Nashville, we heard it, and like it, if it doesn't make you want to jump up and salute, I don't know what song will. It's a great song, so make sure, you know, everybody that's listening, make sure you pre-save Scotty Hastings' new song, I'm America. It drops February 9th.
Heck yeah.
You know, and then he's got another one that's coming out in, like, April, and we got to hear that one, too, when we were down there, and it was pretty incredible, too. So he's stacking some pretty good songs up coming up.
Scotty's been on our list of guys that we've been trying to connect up. I'll be honest, even the guys in the Stop 22, which are basically my family, The artists are some of the hardest to get on for a podcast. They're so busy. They're on the move constantly. Yep. There's a young kid, Caleb, that's making a lot of noise out there. Yep. That Stephen Cochran's really helping with our label 22. And I want to try to get Stephen and him on at the same time. And then Stephen was telling me, yeah, at that time I was telling him when I was thinking of doing it, you know, and he's like, yeah, so I'll be in Michigan and Caleb will be in California. And I'm like, okay, we'll see if I can put this together. You know,
it's right.
That's half the challenge with these guys, because they're constantly moving. But yeah, Scotty's been a favorite of ours, watching him do what he does.
Yeah, and he just signed with the label, so you thought it was hard getting him before, just wait.
Right.
he showed me his schedule in his phone, and I'm like, dude, I don't know that I'd want that schedule, but
no.
he's loving it. He's really enjoying signing with the label, and you know, Black River and stuff, and
that's a good label to get on with, man. Black River's they've got a great reputation.
Yeah, and then, you know, when we were down there, we got to meet with Doug Johnson, and he wrote Three Wooden Crosses for Randy Travis.
Yep.
And we literally sat with him and had lunch with him and pitched what we were doing, and he's like, man, I love this idea. It's amazing. And so I think we're going to have some help from Black River and stuff too, you know, trying to help push some of our stuff out and try to help us grow. So
cool.
Yeah,
you know, making great connections. And that is the key, right, on the nonprofit side of things, is getting a chance to get out there, spread the word about your mission, and make the right connections. You know, I'm a really wearing every hat that I have to wear right now. Right. The one hat that I'm not good at all is the networking. When I'm not on the road and traveling all over this country, you know, chasing green and brown fish,
right,
I love my wife. I love my home. I like staying right here,
yep. You
know, and it's like, yeah, well, you got a business to run too. So you're going to get it, you know,
yep.
We're taking small strides in that area, because we too have some plans that we'd like to see unfold, but it's not going to happen without the right kind of support. So
right.
Got to just try to start making connections. So that's awesome, man, that you guys yep. have that narrowed in.
Yeah. And so we just got back from Nashville 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. I actually fly out tomorrow morning, and myself and Shannon Book are going to Los Angeles for the NAMM show. And it's the biggest industry show in the United States for the music industry. So I'm going out to pitch to Shure and Sweetwater and Fender and Taylor and Gibson and anybody else that will listen, and try to find some sponsors out there, you know. And it's literally going to be 4 days of walking booths and trying to talk to people about what we're doing. So,
yep.
And, you know, and I own my own business on top of it. So, you know, we're 100% volunteer. There's no money that gets paid to anybody through Hero Stock. Right. So I have my own business too, that I run and have been running for 23 years. So
what is it, if you don't mind me asking?
I do tile and wood floors.
Nice.
I'm an installer, so yeah, a contractor. But
good stuff.
But yeah, so you know, it keeps me busy with my regular job, and then you got Hero Stock thrown on top of it, and
right.
I kind of see my wife every now and then. And
last year, March, yeah, it started in March. I went on and I mean, to you guys, you know, to guys that have deployed, this is nothing, you know, whatsoever. But for an old guy like me, who actually is on his, you know, it took me two to get it right, you know, on the marriage thing.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV.
So I got on the road, and it was 3.5 weeks before I got home.
Right.
And I was driving, you know, from here to a different time, you know, I had to time warp zone clear over to Gunnersville, Alabama. And then I come back, you know, through Alabama, Arkansas, into Texas, did an event in Texas, and then come back up. Right. And because initially there was a thought of staying even longer, because like a week and a half later, there was an event in Arkansas that I wanted to go do. And so I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to go ahead and drive it. I'll drive home and then I'll drive back to Arkansas again. That's fine. But
yep.
That 3.5 weeks being gone, man, it's like, you know, I don't like hotel beds, especially right. The little ratty ones I stay in to keep costs down, you know?
Right, right.
And, you know, not for nothing at this age, you know, stage of the game hitting where I'm at. Yeah, I like being around my wife. She's awesome, you know.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So, exactly. Yeah, it can wear on you when you're doing that traveling piece.
Yep. But the thing is, like right now, I'm getting these opportunities to do this stuff. You know, the NAMM show is super expensive to get into, and Shannon actually got me a pass, so wow. I can go into the rock star status basically and go anywhere that I want to in the venue. And then you're invited to the after parties and some of that kind of stuff, like the Whiskey Go-Go out in LA, you know, one of the huge bars out there.
Yep.
And so I'm excited to see, you know, how that pans out. But, Yeah, we did, when I was in Nashville, I got a call from Kevin with Doc Goodbeard Beard Products, and I use their stuff.
Yeah. Got it covered.
But he called me and he said, hey, man, we'd love to be a sponsor this year. So we're in talks with them right now to have them as a corporate sponsor this year along with us.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, I mean, it's cool. We're starting to see people reaching out and saying, hey, what you're doing is needed and it's really cool and we want to be a part of it. So,
yep. I need to pick your brain, brother. That much is certain, and learn. That's we always say this is that learn, you know, when we're all on the same end mission at the end of the day, you know, it behooves us to ask questions of those that are doing things of, you know, where we want to eventually see ourselves, right. You know, and to make sure to see what items we can learn from them so we can get there. You know, our objective is I always tell people this, the TPO and Romans, when it comes to the field ops, we're not doing anything that somebody else isn't already doing out there. Right. But every time someone says, hey, I know of another outfit that does the same thing, my response is, yep, and we're all needed. Yep. Because there's still people out there that have not had a chance at this.
Yep.
And our objective, you know, boils on getting people engaged in the outdoors and get them seeing what the outdoors can do for them, you know, and yep. That camaraderie piece. You saw in that commercial some of those pictures sitting around the campfire.
Yep.
That was at our Veterans Day event we just did at Pueblo. And I already got it on the books. We're doing it again this year. It'll be our second annual event. And that's these are highly, highly needed deals where, yeah, we fish, but it's what happens in between the fish. It's what happens, you know, when we're at camp.
Yep.
And the stories and the memories, the laughs that these guys and gals have, 100%. It's powerful, powerful stuff that, like you said, they haven't had this since their time of service. So it's right. Cool that we can provide them a small space to be able to do that.
Yep. You know,
for sure.
Yep. Yeah. I went up, well, me and one of my board members, and we each took one of our kids up, and we went up to Michigan this year and fished with Gunny with Primal Outfitters. And I'd reached out to him because I was reaching out to all these different nonprofits saying, hey, this is what we're doing. Do you want to be a piece of this, you know, for last year? And he's like, man, I can't, I'm on a tight budget, but I'd love to talk to you. And I think we talked for about 2.5 hours. And, you know, by the end of it, I was telling him, I said, hey, you know, we're using this tiered system and this is how we're paying for these events, is getting sponsors through this tiered system and they get something out of it. And he was like, oh man, that's a great idea. I said, well, do you want it? So I sent him my tiered system. I sent him my cover letter. I sent him everything that we had been using, and he was trying to buy a boat. So he had a little 19-foot boat, and he wanted to buy this 30-foot boat.
Yes, I actually, when you said his name, I had a phone conversation with the same guy. He and I spoke for a while about connecting and possibly doing something up there, and he spoke about the same desire. He's trying to get that bigger boat.
Yep. So I gave him my tiered system. And he refined it to what he wanted it to be, and within a month bought that 30-foot boat.
Brother, that is so awesome.
And I was like, that's what it's about. I paid for it, right? We as a nonprofit paid for all of this information to help us grow. But guess what? I can pass it on to him. He can refine it, reuse it. And he raised, I think he raised $30,000 in a month.
Wow.
You know, and it was like, then we got to go up and fish on the 30-foot boat.
There you go.
You know, so it was kind of that whole round thing, you know, everything yep. comes back to you. But no, we had a great time up there with him. This winter, I got to go on a hunt with Band of Heroes Outdoors. Nice. Out of Pennsylvania, and my name got drawn for a hunt here in Nebraska, oddly enough. And
nice.
Up and do a whitetail hunt up in northern Nebraska with these guys. And again, an amazing group that does a lot of great things.
Yep. You know?
And it's needed because I don't always have time to do that. But when my name was drawn, I had to make time to do it. So
right. The event that changed everything for me when we made the decision to make the nonprofit work our primary focus was I was volunteering. This was before TPO ever existed. I was volunteering at a Warrior Bonfire event. Six Purple Heart recipient combat vets. And one of the guys that I met there changed everything for me. He is near and dear to my heart. He's been now to my house when he came, was coming through Colorado, he and his beautiful wife, and they had dinner with my wife and I here long after the event. But he told me something, and this next piece here, I'm going to quote him exactly, so folks, if you got kids, cover their ears here. this is because I want to make sure I give it justice. I was telling him kind of what I was trying to do and what I was looking at, and his statement at my dinner table, what he said was, he said, "Don't be one of those bucket motherfuckers where everything comes to you and stays right there in a bucket." He goes, "You be a piece of conduit. When you get good info, you pass it on.
Yep.
Use it. Do what you got to do with it. But you make sure that when the need's there, you pass it on."
Yep.
And that was that's Staff Sergeant Justin Patterson. I love that man to death. He is an amazing human being. And yeah, man, that stuck with me the whole way because it was my philosophy anyway, but I just didn't put it so eloquently in words like he did.
So militarily. Yep.
He was a door kicker in the Army. You know, that's what he did. And he's dedicated his life now since overcoming challenges he faced. And now sure. he's got a nonprofit that he's firing up and getting things flying. And the guy has been an amazing speaker anywhere he goes. He's just he's an inspiration through and through. But he told us that, and so that's exactly in the vein of what you're talking about there. Is that when we get good info, man, that could help. We're all on the same mission, just doing a little different ways about, you know, going about it. And so it behooves.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about is, you know, helping out, you know. And I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of different nonprofits. And for some reason, people think I'm a fundraising guru, which I am not. But they're like, hey,
you're doing something right, brother. I'll tell you that.
You know, and you know, it's part of what I want to do with the Hero Stock pieces. I want to help. If you're a good nonprofit and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're not funneling funds into your own pocket, you know,
right.
I want to make sure that you grow too. And I want to be able to highlight your stuff and be able to share your information and get as much of this information out. Because like I said, when I started, I knew of the Legion and the VFW. Those were the only two veteran nonprofits that I knew of. Right. And I can't join the VFW because I wasn't in a foreign war.
Right.
And the Legion was a bunch of old grouchy guys that would yell at you. You know, so I'm like, I want nothing to do with this. So for 19 years, I did nothing with the nonprofit world. People didn't even know I was a Marine for 19 years. You know, I had friends that were like, wait, you were a Marine? What? You know, until I got into the nonprofit world and I'm like, there's a lot of good things that are happening here. And there are some bad things, right? There's some bad nonprofits out there.
There is.
That's what we're trying to weed out. We're trying to push them to the bottom and bring up the good nonprofits and raise them up so that people can see these are all amazing nonprofits and there's something for everybody out there. And if there's not, start it. We'll help you.
Dude, I've got a check through process. When I was just volunteering my time with certain nonprofits and helping them with promotions and such, I had a checklist system that I would go through. When someone would approach me, that I would look at their nonprofit. And I had certain criteria, that I needed to see who their board members were. I wanted to see some filing statuses. I wanted to see, what's going on, who are you, what are you doing? I didn't care if you had somebody that was making an income, if this was their only job.
Sure.
If they were working for it and it was legitimate. But I've been on the other side where I actually had, I've looked up some organizations associated around, for instance, the Global War on Terror. I looked up some organizations where they've put millions and taken in millions of dollars of donations, and you got CEOs leading this foundation up that are making six digits a year. Yep. And they haven't broke ground one. They've done nothing except concept and theory. Yep. And I'm like, I'll say it because I'm a citizen of the United States. You scumbag.
Yep.
There are so many nonprofits out here trying to, fund their own money to do good things in their local communities, and that you got those slobs taking, cash out of the government's feeding over to them, from grants or whatever.
Right.
And they've done nothing except talk about it.
Yep.
And I'm like, get your boots on the ground or get the hell out, man.
right. Well, and I know at some point this is going to become my full-time job.
Yep.
Like, I'm already doing 40 plus hours a week on stuff, right? So I know at some point in time it will become my full-time job, but I'm never going to be that guy that pulls a $980,000 salary. No matter what's in the bank. I don't care if we have $15 million in the bank.
Exactly.
I'm pulling a normal salary of a normal person running a business.
Yep.
It's, No.
I've said that time and time again that, my wife has been financing my chasing my dream for the last couple of years here of trying to make this, into something. Right. And yeah, when the time comes, I'm very lucky. I outkick my coverage with my wife. She is definitely the brains of this operation. There's no question. I tie knots, right, for a living. Right, so.
Right. I guess she's probably the beauty of the operation too.
She's everything. Yeah, yeah. I'm the talking head with a face for radio. Right. But it's like, I've told people that, I'm like, I said what you said. No, I don't need to pull down no $200,000-$300,000 a year type thing. No, we can, right. I could get away with a very small, income. I just would like to make sure that I'm not spending my wife's retirement right. on trying to keep our business open. That's my objective, is to not be a neckbeard in the basement.
Right, exactly.
Well, listen, man, I can't thank you enough for coming on. I'm excited. Let's talk about the first event. What's the first event we got coming up this year in 2024 for Hero Stock? What's first on deck?
First on deck is Rolla, Missouri, June 29th. We're going to be releasing a Eventbrite page.
Okay.
This year we have opened it up to the public, so there will be tickets available for the public to purchase. Veteran, okay. First responders, and Gold Star families will always get in free. So we will have free tickets for them to purchase.
Yep.
But yeah, there'll be a car show. There's four bands. It's a one night gig. Probably start around 3 o'clock, go until about between nine and 10, depending on how long the bands want to play. So.
Hell yeah. That's exciting, man, over there, because we have a lot of our viewers and listeners of the show definitely are in that Missouri area.
Cool.
The headquarters for the All-American Kayak Series is right there in Missouri.
Okay.
And so there's a large contingent in that area. So what was it? Rolling? Rollins?
Rolla, Missouri.
R-O-L-L-A. Oh, okay.
So it's about 50 minutes kind of southwest of St. Louis.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So
all right. Yeah, man. We'll, like I said before, we will, I'll be glad to, let's you and I talk when you guys, we'll try to put together a little commercial there to keep advertising about that and throwing that out there and letting people know. Car show, and here, Stucky, got some artists coming in there putting on a concert. One day event.
One day event. Yep.
One day.
Yep.
Cool. Open to the public with the purchase of tickets.
Yep. And then second up is July 12, 13 at Harlan County Reservoir in Nebraska. And that's our beach party. Same deal, open to the public. Tickets for them. And it's probably going to be like a $15 ticket. So it's not going to be anything super crazy. You get to see, four amazing bands.
One of the most legendary shows in the outdoors is on Waypoint TV. Don't miss Primo's Truth About Hunting, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
You know, and hang out. And
that's a two-day event there.
That's a two-day, yep. And both those bands will play back-to-back. And then August 10th will be Nashville. We're looking around the Franklin area.
Nice.
We've got a couple venues up in Franklin that we're looking at right now.
Cool.
And then that will be a one-day event. Scotty Hastings will be the headliner on it. We'll do the writers round. And then the final event will be back here September 13, 14 in Ashland, Nebraska, and that'll be our big one. Eight bands, wow. Two nights. It's going to be a big deal. And then we've also just partnered with Wheels for Warriors USA. And they're a non-profit based out of Lincoln. They give motorcycles to veterans.
Good stuff.
Motorcycle. They also get a mentorship program with a local nonprofit that gets them out and riding. They also get riding gear. They get any certificate that they need to get on the road. They get insurance and title for a year. They get a plan for the bike. If something happens to the bike for a year, they take care of it.
Wow. So
it's a pretty cool deal, but at every one of these, there'll be a motorcycle that gets given away to a veteran. So
do you guys do any work with the CVMA?
We do.
Yep. Nice. Nice. Yep,
we do a lot of work with CVMA.
I was going to say, we love the CVMA around here, man. They do so much for us everywhere we go, from Illinois to Colorado. Front Range Chapter 3-6 is an amazing group of human beings. We love them to death. And the work that they do for veterans, for other nonprofits, for the community, it's huge, man. It's a great organization.
Yep, yep. And that's usually, a lot of times, that's who is the sponsor of the veteran. So he ends up joining their CVMA for a year and kind of gets his feet wet with them, and then they figure out what he's about, and they take interest in his life too. So
hell yeah.
It's a big win-win on both sides of it. So
hell yeah. Jason, brother, I am so glad to have met you and learn all this about Hero Stock here, and I can't thank you enough for coming on and sharing with everybody here about this. Folks, make sure you go check out Hero Stock. Follow them on all social media channels out there that we're on. You're on Facebook and I assume Instagram as well.
Facebook and Instagram. Those are the two main ones.
Yep.
TikTok is, I don't dance, so we're there, but I don't think we have any content up. Facebook's probably the best one. I run it and I keep it updated quite often. So
nice. And as you guys are looking at your podcast and so forth, you definitely let us know what we can do to help you with that. And we got you back all the way through there, and we'll help promote that, help do whatever we can with this. And man, I would love to actually get a chance to get to one of these events and go live, you know, on the podcast here, right from one of your events. And have a chance to kind of show people what we're, you know, what you're putting out there, and the good, talk to some people in the crowd there and just see the impact. Yeah. Man, that's awesome stuff.
Definitely. Yeah, man, we'd love to have you along. So let us know.
Heck yeah. All right, folks, make sure you know the drill out there. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. Those are great ways you can support Hero Stock. You can support the True Patriot Outfitters, the Doc Talk Podcast, Paddle and Finn. They do a ton. They have given us such a huge, huge platform that we can now get these messages of these great organizations like Hero Stock and get it out there to so many more people. And it's all you folks that are watching our content, listening on all major platforms. And for those of you that are watching this stuff on Waypoint TV, this is all because of Paddle and Finn. So make sure to give them a follow. Of course, the Romans Warrior Foundation. As always, folks, tight lines. Be safe.
Join Captain Justin Leake and Meredith McCord for the best fishing action along Panama City Beach. Tune in to Chasing the Sun every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. In Wild Country,
Rules were not created by man. Don't miss Wild Country, Wednesdays from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Presented by Primos. Speak the language. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.